Right. Okay, well, I'm going to kick it off. I'd like to welcome you all to the chat box. My name is Dawn Hewitt. I'm from the International Group and the Global Leadership League. For those of you that have joined us for our previous chat box, welcome back. To those of you new to our discussion platform, a very warm welcome to you all. The League, as you may or may not know, created this channel to connect and share and support across our community. Across the international education sector in particular, in the absence of this time where we're not in these face-to-face interactions at conferences. And so these chat boxes are intended to tackle real-time, real issues, and provide a learning platform for empathizing, problem-solving with our friends and colleagues across the world. A few housekeeping notes. I'm sure we have been all in so many of these Zoom meetings in the past months, but just to remind you, just to stay muted unless you're contributing to the conversation, just to avoid any background noise. Feel free to interact the best we can on these platforms through our emojis on the right-hand side, so clapping, waving, thumbs up, just whenever you feel inspired. And also feel free to put any comments or questions along the way in the right column chat feed, and we will, we have a nice intimate group today anyway, so I think that it will be very easy to be able to interact with your comments and contributions. I think that's, we've got a few more people. Okay. So today I am very excited to be co-facilitating, well, actually, as I said, mainly managing the technology for today's chat box. And I would like to officially welcome you to today's chat box, Living Your Best Life, Leading with Authenticity. So leading us today is Hayley Shields. She's the director at Edified New Zealand. The League is ever so grateful that Hayley is joining us today. She is a highly regarded international education professional, if you have not met her already, not only in her own pond of New Zealand, but internationally. And personally, I've really enjoyed getting to know Hayley over the past few years across our various professional circles. She is not only a consummate professional with an impressive skill set, as you may already know, but as you will experience in the next little while, she is very approachable, open, and with us today to share her insights and guide us through a conversation about how we can connect and how we can reflect and empower ourselves, but also how we can inspire those around us. So over to you, Hayley.
Oh, thank you, Dawn. Kia ora koutou. That's a welcome. I'm here in New Zealand, in Auckland, and I just still get a delight of seeing the sort of Brady Bunch view on Zoom and see all your beautiful faces today. And I just want to first start by acknowledging the League for giving space to a conversation about our personal well-being, and acknowledge you all for showing up, and for showing up and giving yourself the gift of some time, which is the most precious thing, to reflect and to share, and just to take a little time out for yourself and see what we can share and help each other on today. So and I know how hard that is, that showing up in a really, really busy lives. And some of you, I know it's quite late at night or whatever the time zones are. So here we are. I just wanted to invite you also, I guess, to acknowledge that today we're forming a little circle of trust. We're talking about some quite personal stuff. And we've all had our own journeys and stories, and some of those I'll be sharing very willingly with you, and for others when we get out into the breakout groups, you've been invited to do some self-reflection before the session, and people might feel open to share, we hope, in those breakout groups. So just setting the circle of trust and confidentiality around what is shared, and hoping that you're all mindful of that. We just wanted to start today with a bit of a check-in poll, So there's a little polling opportunity here on the Zoom technology that so we set up a very simple question and it's going to give me a little bit of feedback about how you all are doing today. So Dawn, could you set the poll going? This is a very easy question. Checking in with yourself at this moment, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your energy? Great. Thanks, everyone's done. Okay, so it's great to know that most of you, 73%, are feeling good or great. Some are feeling flat and tired, and some are feeling really low and stressed. So this is how we are. Every day is different. Everyone who shows up in a room is having quite a different experience of where their health and well-being is in that moment. Thanks, Dawn. I think we can let that go. So that gives me some information and gives you some information about how our energy is an ebb and flow and a constantly moving experience, and showing up at work or in business is no different than how we're feeling in our personal lives. We are who we are in every situation. And I think that's really setting up the context for a discussion around authenticity and kind of bringing your whole self into your work and work life particularly. I wanted to start just giving a little bit of background to my own leadership story and kind of how, you know, why am I sitting here being an international education person and thinking I've got anything to say around wellness and authentic leadership. I think really my background is very much one of having a very exploring spirit, and I found a lot of like-minded folks like that in the international education sector over the course of my career. But for me, it started early with my family moving from the UK when I was a child to New Zealand, and I lived all of my childhood and education in New Zealand. And then, like many Kiwis, took off to explore the world at a very young age of 19 after graduating, and spent the time in London and Europe, returned home for a short time. It was far too boring, so went to Australia, where I ended up staying for 12 years, and that's when I was attracted into the university sector and was lucky enough actually to be working in a group of 8 university just at the time when international education was starting to really fire up in terms of growth. And I got really involved then and had jumped around and had a very sort of zigzag journey between Sydney and Melbourne universities and kind of, you know, progressed my career during those 12 years in Australia. During that time, of course, life happened, as it does, so for everybody. And there was a marriage, and then there was a divorce, then there was another marriage, and then there was another divorce. And it really, you know, spurred me into a move back to New Zealand, and at that time, quite a career change. So I retrained as a life coach, and then I set up a leadership coaching practice here in Auckland, and I had a wellness centre right down in the CBD, and I did that for 5 years. And that's where I guess I really, you know, honed the skill around coaching and really took a deep dive into, I guess, that really strong intersection between personal development and professional development. At the end of that time and the second divorce, I was a pretty broken up person, and I took the best opportunity that I had, which was to move to Cambodia. Why not? So I had a very dear friend living there, and she still is, and who threw me a life belt, and off I went to Cambodia to kind of really lick my wounds, heal, and what I thought was just do a lot of kind of sleeping and putting myself back together. But being the sort of person I am, 2 weeks into it, I found a volunteer job and ended up working in an American not-for-profit who were focused on developing female leaders for Cambodia. And these were young girls who were work at university in Phnom Penh. So I worked there as a leadership mentor and English teacher, and I lived in there with the girls for 5 months nearly. And that was a start of a real soul journey for me. It was a very healing time to be able to focus on these young women. It was very hard as living their life, and their life conditions was a real challenge for me, coming from a very privileged life. But it did set my course, and when I decided it was time to put my life back together in New Zealand, I came back to university at the University of Auckland and did my postgraduate studies and development studies in gender. And that was an absolute gift to myself at the age of just over 40 to go back to college and study something that I was really, really passionate about. I took the job at University of Auckland in international education as deputy director and stayed there for 5 years, and then moved on to work for the government international education agency as the first director of student experience. And now I'm out consulting and just absolutely living the best of all worlds. And that's every single one of those decisions has been quite a challenge. But you know, I guess the reason for being able to make them, I want to talk about today, I guess kind of always being finding ways in which you can kind of step into your own values and sense of self will always really help you find your path. I did a program in a couple of years ago, which was a year-long leadership course called Leadership New Zealand, which was a program about really about creating diverse leaders for New Zealand. And the whole theme of that was around authenticity and mindfulness and bringing mindfulness into your professional life. And I had an absolute ball that year. That was completely in my zone and in my space. So on the subject of mindfulness, I'd actually like to invite you to join me in a few minutes of mindfulness meditation to help bring us into the next part of the session. Some of you, I guess, may well have a experience practice of your own, and some of you may have be uncomfortable with it. So we'll have a variety of experiences in the room. I want to invite you to turn off the camera if that makes you feel weird, just while we're doing this, if you want to. I won't be looking at you, but if it makes you feel less self-conscious, you can turn the camera off. So I'm going to guide you just for a few minutes and just help us to kind of drop into a different space within ourselves, and then we can have a chance to talk together after that. So you need to be sitting comfortably and straight in your chair and uncross your legs if they are crossed, and have them flat on the floor or on your footrest, and be comfortable and be aware of your spine being long and your neck being relaxed. And then just drop your shoulders down. And then lightly close your eyes and drop your chin angle down about 20 degrees. And by that, you actually immediately start to quieten your mind. Just let your hands rest comfortably in your lap. And take a few conscious cycles of breath, breathing low and slow. And with each out breath, Let's see if you can relax those shoulders. Relaxing through the back of your neck. Through the jaw, relaxing your tongue. Let the muscles of your face relax. Just letting go of any tension you might feel in your belly. In your pelvis or through your hips. Relaxing your thighs. Just let them soften. Relax through your knees, your lower legs, and softening your feet on the surface. And just reflecting inwards. Notice you're feeling any other tension in your body. And just take a few conscious breaths and see if you can relax into that area. Now just slowly start to bring your awareness back. Gently open your eyes. Relax your hands. And let's come back together. Thank you, everybody. I'm feeling less nervous. I hope you're feeling a little bit better from that. Okay. So I just want to spend the next few minutes talking about a little bit more about authentic leadership. And I've invited Dawn to kind of chip in and have a conversation with me as I'm sort of talking through some of this content. We framed up this session by talking about how our industry can be very pressured. Women, our experience as women can be one of really pushing through. And the sector that we work in can be so rewarding and so interesting and so fast-paced and so exhausting all at the same time. And I think I've very much observed in myself and women that I've worked with over the years, either as a coach or as a colleague, there can be a real tendency to be over-delivering, to be trying to be all things to all people, and to be prioritizing everybody and everything else other than ourselves. And there's something about that prioritizing of self that might feel selfish, that might feel unjustified, and it might come with a lot of judgment and self-talk about that. Also, it can be a matter of deferring till later, deferring to the next vacation, deferring to the next weekend. You might be able to take some time off. Maybe you'll just sleep then. Deferring time to do things that you really love and are passionate about in your life, and just, not having enough boundaries around that. So we really wanted this session to be an opportunity time for you to reflect on what well-being means to you, because for all of us, it can be different and will be different. I've had a lot of coaches and mentors over the years. I think I probably, it's probably 20 years since I hired my first coach. It was quite a radical thing to do back then in Australia. And so I've had a lot of wise guidance, if you like, to help me understand and really dive more deeply into what does wellness and well-being really mean, and how do you honour that in your life. And some of the points I wanted to share with you today are really about this concept of being whole. What does that mean to you? What is wholeness? And I think the easiest way for me to reflect on that has always been what are the parts that don't feel nourished? So there are, if you think of the analogy of a plant, you know, there are some parts of you that get the oxygen, get the time and the space and all the energy, and others that are wilting away. That the whole being and the whole self and her whole nourished self is a completely different being. And I think there's a lot of talk about, you know, life balance or work-life balance, and it's kind of I think really evolved further than that now. This idea of balance seems to be an impossible thing to achieve. But it is really about what does a sense of wholeness mean for me? And being able to be vulnerable around that, because there's a lot of vulnerability in this discussion. How would I even admit, how would I have a conversation with others about perhaps, you know, not feeling a sense of wholeness, not being well, not necessarily in the physical sense. What if it's in the emotional sense, not feeling well? How do I have those conversations? Is there shame around that? Who can I trust? So I feel that the opportunity there is to, you know, find your circle of trust and find your, it may be professionals that you work with. It may be this kind of forum. It may be a close friend, but find a circle of trust where you can kind of explore this stuff. Wellness for me is also about the synergy between the head and the heart decisions in your life. I've certainly been through periods in time where my head completely dominates and my heart is screaming out and I'm ignoring it. being a very kind of, thoughtful person, my journey has been more to learn the skills to be able to kind of check into my wisdom and into my heart space. What is my heart telling me? What is my gut telling me? Whatever words that you find around, you know, your intuition, your sense of what's right, your sense of true north. Yeah. If you're always moving forward at fast pace, how do you ever tune in to this incredible wisdom that you have within yourself? And the answer to that is you can't. You must honor some time and some space, as you're doing right now, to be able to reflect and then listen. And then trust it. Trust that there is truth in it. Trust that it is coming from a good place. And there is so much information there for you to be able to live your life. Authentic leadership, how does that relate to well-being? It's about the bringing your whole self into your whole of life, including your professional life. it's not about not having a professionalism and wearing everything out front and every moment, but it is about bringing your whole self and the whole of who you are, your values, your heart and your mind into your professional life, and finding your voice around that. And I think, you know, particularly for women and owning and finding our authentic voice and being having the courage and the resilience to bring that through in our careers and staying as true to that as is possible for us. And I think my personal story around this has really been, I think, gratifying. I've found it quite, you know, challenging over the years to find my voice and then often be challenged for having that voice. And this is not an uncommon woman's story. But having, I guess, the courage to, you know, to hold true to that, be with the discomfort of that, and sometimes take the criticism that might come with that. But it's still the more authentic path and therefore the most nurturing and nourishing path than withholding your voice or adopting a voice that you think is the right voice and it's not the voice of your authentic self. And having the courage to back yourself professionally, you know, the confidence in oneself, it's a really easy thing to say and a very tough thing to do in my experience, not of my own, only of my own, but of coaching so many women over the years. Imposter syndrome is a true thing. Women with amazing talent, amazing achievements, and energy, feeling, you know, it's sometimes excruciating lack of self-confidence around putting themselves forward or, you know, choosing a less known path. This is a real, a really, really lifelong journey, I think, around confidence and having the confidence to trust oneself and having the confidence to back oneself, in our professional and our personal life. I really wish we were in a room together where I could chat more with you about that, but Dawn, do you have any reflections on any of this from your own story?
Oh yes, Haley. I think you talk about the sense of vulnerability. I feel that that's been so critical to this whole period of time recently for me, is having that, being not judging myself, not judging others, but just allowing the space and finding those individuals that you do trust, that you can just let, you know, just put it out there. Because so much of the emotional feelings I think many of us are having, have had, are having, will have, it's just an unknown space. There's no roadmap for this, as everyone keeps talking about, in any aspect of our lives, whether it's personal, professional. It's a massive world stage of all sorts of things happening. And I've been seeing so many different memes coming through and sharing of really thoughtful information about that piece on self-reflection, and specifically for women, because many of us are juggling so many things, and you just keep going and keep going and keep going, and it's no longer this idea of exhaustion and overworking as a badge of honor anymore. That used to kind of be out there, I think, and I definitely feel as though on a whole, we're acknowledging that we can only be useful to others and be able to do what we want to do and inspire and change the things that we want if we are looking after ourselves. And I couldn't agree more with this work-life balance concept. It's very antiquated in how we used to think about it. I think now it's about you never, and people talk about, you know, having it all. Well, yeah, I think you can have it all, but not all at the same time. It's like anything, you know, you're not going to have all your meals all at the same time, but you'll have them when it works and when it makes sense. And so I think it doesn't have to be all or nothing. And so that's my thinking. I think all of those points really resonated for me, and I really feel like the next bit of conversation will really help to let each of us open up and share some of those thoughts and feelings and even what we've all done right in our own ways of looking after ourselves and supporting others.
Yeah. Thanks, Dawn. Well, that feels like a nice spot now to just go into the discussion time. I'm hoping all of you had a chance to just kind of reflect on the wellness wheel and think about, you know, what is that wholeness or having sense of balance mean to you, and what is presented? Was there information that came from you from doing that quick task, just taking a few moments to reflect? And is there something that you have been neglecting?
Okay, we'll just wait for everyone to come back in from the breakout rooms. Apologies, I'd actually meant to make the number in each of the rooms smaller, and I did it in the exact reverse.
That was fine, no problem.
Yeah, well, welcome back. I had the opportunity to join two groups just to kind of listen to some of the great conversation that was happening. I think I'd really kind of like to take a good 10 minutes, if we can even manage this in this forum, to give you a chance to share from the group and unmute yourself and, you know, let's talk a little more. I think if you'd like to share something that either you had a light bulb moment about or something that you really took away from your conversation in the small group that you would like to share with the wider group, that would be really wonderful. Don't be shy.
I won't be. I took away, my name's Chris, and it was interesting to talk in the group about some of us would have thought that we would have, you know, really used this time to pursue many intellectual things, right? That there's a certain image we have of ourselves that's a strength and that's what we would do. And sort of finding the lack of ability to focus and just needing to read up on things that aren't intellectual, but perhaps very practical for our jobs has taken over. And so how do we, one, just reconciling like, nope, didn't get through War and Peace, didn't get through Shakespeare, and that's okay. So not making too much meaning of it, but then also maybe finding ways to start growing that a little bit and perhaps being able to find that focus or that enjoyment.
Oh, thanks, Chris. That is such a shared experience around that lack of concentration during this time, don't you feel? You know, what is that telling us? What's behind that? What is behind that? What do you think? Like for me, it's about this hum of anxiety, just this hum in the background. Yeah, it's not out front, it's not destroying my life, but I've got this hum of anxiety from the uncertainty, from the not knowing, from the we don't have a playbook for this, you know, the all of the what ifs, the concern about what's happening in your professional world, what's happening in your private world with your families, your friends overseas, just yeah, it's very, very hard to concentrate on War and Peace if you've got something like that going on in your mind and in your soul, right? So this is a really kind of soul experience of having the world as we know it turned on its axis, and our freedoms as well, like even the restriction on our freedoms, you know. We're having to roll with a whole lot of really new experiences that feel intensely uncomfortable.
Can agree with that, and just looking down at what I'd written about my reflections, one of the things I'd said is so many unknowns, how to manage the uncertainty for myself and others. So that exactly what you said.
I could just take 2 seconds. I read another friend who's a coach did a wonderful newsletter about how many decisions one has to make every day. And I think I go down to the how many micro decisions we each make every day in this pandemic. And I think that that's quite exhausting. So whether it's work-wise, whether it's where's my mask, I forgot my mask, did I wash my hands, or, you know, I'm gonna socially distance with 2 other friends, and do we have 1 bowl of salad, or do each of us get a separate bowl with a separate spoon? And then there are the really big ones. Are my kids gonna go to school? Those sorts of things. When am I gonna see my parents? So I think lending to the lack of focus is actually an exhaustion.
The unrelenting nature in your conscious world when you're awake and you're moving through your day, and in your unconscious world. I've had the terrible pattern of sleep these past months of the wee hours waking up and the hum. The rolling through all the thoughts. I'd just like to pick up on one particular thing about these, you know, kind of micro decisions, and offer you something which has been something that I've taken away from the course I did several years ago. And micro decisions is taking micro moments for yourself. The thought of even 10 minutes of sort of stillness and mindfulness meditation, it feels impossible for so many of us, even though we probably could do that, we don't do that. But a micro moment and a breath, or 3, is possible and is also transforming. So just as all those decisions are taking away your energy, a micro moment of stopping and breathing will give you a little dose of energy. And I'd like to offer you that, ask you to try. Yeah. Because most of the time we're not even breathing well enough. And that's the low anxiety of shortness of breath, and so even the breath and the change in the physical self makes a difference. Anybody else? I heard I had a lot of talk about intellectual nourishment and spiritual nourishment. Is there anything anyone would like to share with the group about that?
I'll start. I'm Kathy. So in our group, we talked about, I think Tricia opened it up with this concept of being selfless, and how that has started to change the concept about being creating time for ourselves, and how women were kind of taught to believe that being selfless was the way to go. And we're starting to kind of pull back now and reassess what that all means. One of the things just to talk to what people were talking about. I think Sarah mentioned that about decisions and a lot of fatigue. And when COVID, the beginnings of COVID at the end of January, I think our organization was just nonstop strategic planning. I would say all the way till May, strategic planning almost every day on how we would be dealing with admissions and the students at the school. And I was finding that there was so much decision fatigue. It's just nonstop. And one of the things that I shared with the group is what has been my strategy over the past couple of years as I've gotten more mature, is setting time every day for deep work time. Since I was working remotely, to carve out that space so I could process a lot of the information that was going through, a lot of emails, a lot of meetings. So carving that time out, carving time out for lunch. And so I had to own that time for myself, otherwise nobody else would give it to me. I've, in full transparency, I shared this with the group, I was laid off 2 months today. It's been a humbling experience after being in the industry for 30 years, but it's been an amazing opportunity to, I think, just regroup and reset and reframe and talk about the intellectual stimulation and a lot of learning and just being much more engaged now with GLL. Thank you, Chris and team, for having this chat box opportunity. It's just been a time now to just grab back and take care of myself and take care of my needs this way. So
awesome. Thanks, Kathy. I'm just mindful of everybody's time. I would like to just wrap with one takeaway for yourself, if I could. And this is about checking in with the pre-work you did and this whole session, right? Some parting wisdom from you to you. So just think for a moment, what is the kindest advice I can give myself? And if you do have something to write on or to type on right now, can you capture that thought? What is the kindest advice I can give to myself? Okay. All right. We want to say kia ora and thank you for showing up and giving yourself this hour and giving everyone the gifts of your presence. And just kind of really encouraging you to take care of yourself so you can take care of the ones around you. And you'll do your best work and you'll live your best life. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Haley. Thank you all for joining us today. It was really so nice to see everyone's faces and to give each other these virtual hugs and pep talks. I think it's so critical and important right now. So thank you so much for showing up and thank you for leading this great discussion. I also wanted to alert you to two upcoming chat boxes that may be of interest. The next one is the 14th of July. It is called But What Else Could I Do? A panel discussion with former global educators. That one's being held in the time zone of Chicago in the US. And on the 16th of July, coming from Brisbane, Australia, is the chat box on career planning on the No Plan Plan. So that one might be of interest to those of us that are foreseeing changes in our professional careers. Again, thank you all for joining us. I look forward to seeing you again at another chat box. We will be providing a follow-up wrap-up sheet that will be made available online to members, as well as the audio from this session for the general session of the chat box. Thank you again, and have a wonderful day, evening, afternoon.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
You.